usually there's, you know, there might be 19 or 20, and we'll always cut some off. But this time, we just didn't know what to cut.
When the Drive-By Truckers gang took a break after a tough couple of years, they got to relax and get back to the fun of making music. It doesn't mean their new album is a sunny affair, but it is tighter and brighter. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Nearing their 12th year together, the Georgia via Alabama group Drive-By Truckers is no stranger to life on the road. But the past few years would challenge even the most veteran acts. On the good side, they made a dream come true record with Betty LaVette and jumped on tour as her backing band. On the rough side, the end of a marriage led to a split in the group. But the time with LaVette sparked their soul and R&B roots, and a much-needed pit stop energized the Drive-By Truckers' songwriting process. So on the new album, Brighter Than Creation's Dark, you'll find 19 tunes and a wide palette of sounds mixed in with the Southern rock. Recently, Mike Cooley and Patterson Hood from the band talked with FUV's Alisa Ali and shared a few reasons why, even when dealing with the dark subject matter, the band still had a good time making the record.
We really can't say enough how much fun we had making this record. It was on paper, you always want making a record to be fun, and sometimes it's just not. And we'd particularly had kind of a tense time making the one before this one, so it was kind of a big release for all of us to go in there and have it just be so natural and easy and fun. And I mean, you know, almost every song on the record's a first or second take. It was kind of like, if there was anything, that was almost how we decided what songs got left off, was if we were working on something and it didn't just click instantly, we would move on and erase what we had and move on and record something else. And so there were no leftover songs whatsoever. And things we worked on for a little, you know, 15, 30 minutes or something, it's like, you know, this just didn't happen and we've got other songs, let's go do something else.
Bloody nose, empty pockets, a rented car, a trunk full of guns. It ain't true that the sun don't rise in Vegas. I've seen it once. She might have been somebody's mama. He might have been somebody's son. But if the sun went down on them that night in Vegas, the luck was good as gone.
And I see that you've got Spooner Oldham on your album.
Spooner's almost like family anyway, because he and my father have been friends and sometimes collaborators for over 40 years. And Spooner's daughter and Shauna from our band grew up together and have been like best friends since they were little girls. So Shauna, you know, spent a good bit of her youth and adolescence over at their house and everything. So having him play with us just kind of fit perfect. We brought him in to do the Betty LaVette record with us and had so much fun with him working on that. It's like, God, he's got to play on our next record.
This is like a family affair with you guys.
It's better that way. We spend a lot of time with each other. You know, there's 11 people cooped up on our bus and when we're touring, and you have to get along. You have to really genuinely like each other enough to put up with each other.
And yeah, ignoring is not an option. You know, they're right there.
Yeah, there's no overestimating how important that is.
Patterson Hood of Drive-By Truckers singing a tune called The Opening Act live at FUV. You'll find the complete interview and more in our online archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.